And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for spending some part of your Monday morning with us. Our show this morning is brought to you in part by The Law Group. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com. We'll have more on them coming up a little bit later on in the program this morning. A beautiful weekend across southeastern North Carolina. Was at a charity event Saturday afternoon and ran into Phil and his wife, who are listeners of the show. Just happened to stumble in upon them this Saturday afternoon. So good morning to Phil and his wife. Thanks for your support. Thanks for listening to the program. And boy, do we have a show for you this morning. Friday's show, if you missed it, encourage you to go back and check out the podcast. If you missed Friday's show, we talked about a judge out of New Mexico. Him and his wife were harboring a Venezuelan street gang member, a member of the Tren de Aragua Dangerous Venezuelan Street Gang. He was a magistrate judge, the husband was. He has been disbarred in the state of New Mexico, where he was practicing law and was a magistrate judge. Him and his wife were both arrested. That story in itself, pretty wild. Then after we got off the air, a couple hours after we were off the air Friday morning, this even more unimaginable, more unbelievable story involving a judge, not the same judge in New Mexico, a different judge, propped its way up to the surface. This story, more unbelievable than the last. Yesterday afternoon, Friday afternoon, I should say, FBI Director Kash Patel announced that the agency recently arrested a Wisconsin judge claiming that she helped an illegal alien, quote, evade arrest. She is a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge, and her name is Hannah Dugan. She was arrested on obstruction charges, according to the FBI director. His post on X reads as follows. Just now, the FBI arrested Judge Hannah Dugan out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on charges of obstruction after evidence of Judge Dugan obstructing an immigration arrest operation last week. We believed Judge Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from the suspect. So here's the story. This situation is nuts. According to the details, there was an individual in her courtroom with the last name Flores Ruiz, whom Dugan is accused of assisting in evading authorities. That individual is reportedly a 30-year-old Mexican national in the United States facing three misdemeanor battery charges. He had a courtroom conference meeting on April 18th, so not last week, but the week before. Listen to this. When Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrived in Dugan's courtroom, the judge allegedly instructed the 30-year-old Mexican national, which, again, I'll note, was facing three misdemeanor battery counts. Battery. So this is a violent individual, somebody who has been accused and is facing three different misdemeanor battery counts. She instructed Flores Ruiz and his attorney to escape out of a side door leading to a private hallway with an exit into a public area, sources told the Journal Sentinel out of Milwaukee. According to an email from the Chief Milwaukee County Judge Carl Ashley, the ICE agents had an arrest warrant. The email reads as follows. They were asked whether they had a warrant. The agents presented the warrant as well as their identification. They were asked to go to the chief judge's office. They complied. They presented a warrant, which we copied. Dugan responded to the chief circuit court judge Carl Ashley's email on April the 21st stating, quote, as a point of clarification below, a warrant was not present in the hallway on the sixth floor. ICE previously arrested two individuals at the same courthouse in March and earlier in April. So you've got a judge who is on the bench, right? The story out of New Mexico, this guy was harboring a Tren de Aragua gang member. He was not doing it while he was on the bench. Nevertheless, you're harboring somebody that's illegally in the country, in the case of the guy in New Mexico, harboring somebody illegally in the country. And then at the same time, you're harboring them. And they're also a dangerous Venezuelan street gang member, an affiliated member with the Tren de Aragua gang. That's bad enough. You flip over to this situation in Milwaukee, where you've got a judge who is on the bench is performing her duties as a judge, performing her duties, holding up the oath that she swore, and is allowing an individual who federal authorities have an arrest warrant for. This wasn't just, you know, of course, the Democrats are always yelling and screaming about how the feds are just rounding people up and throwing them out of the country. They had an arrest warrant for this guy. They show up to the courtroom and she instructs the individual, the 30-year-old Mexican national, and his attorney to escape out of a back hallway so that he is not arrested by ICE. This is what everything has come to in America. This is where politics and the lines of politics have been drawn in the sand, where you have judges on the bench that are using their authority to evade federal arrest warrants. That is an incredibly serious allegation. An incredibly serious allegation. The feds show up. You know, there's all this discussion. I've got a clip coming up later on about, you know, all the left yelling and screaming and crying about due process. This is the due process. Federal authorities with Immigration and Customs Enforcement go to a judge to get an arrest warrant for somebody. They secure that arrest warrant. They show up on a day in which this individual is in court for 3 misdemeanor battery charges to attempt to arrest this individual. Again, they have a warrant to do so. They've got the legal standing. They went through the due process that we hear constantly being yelled and screamed about. And a Democrat judge, a radical, progressive, out-of-control Democrat judge, allows this individual, who has a violent track record in the United States, being charged on 3 misdemeanor battery counts, allows this individual to escape her courtroom. Escape her courtroom. This is what we've come to. This is where we are right now in our country. And I truly don't know how we go from here. I really don't know how this continues to unfold. This seems like something that you would read in like some sort of fictional true crime sort of book or podcast. But no, this is actually happening in courtrooms in our country. And you would assume that individuals would be outraged over this. You would assume that individuals would say, wow, this is a really shocking example that you guys have brought forward. When you've got a judge on the bench who is allowing a criminal to evade law enforcement. I mean, that's what we're talking about. When you've got a judge that is allowing a criminal to invade law enforcement, that's a serious problem. That's a serious issue. Yet, that's not been the reaction at all. Here is the Milwaukee mayor, of all people, talking about this. As you know, a Milwaukee, another Democrat-run hellhole, like most Democrat cities, another Democrat-run hellhole. Here is the mayor of Milwaukee commenting on this situation Friday in front of the media, his whole cadre of media in front of him.
This overly dramatic arrest of a judge at a county courthouse adds to a big problem created by the federal approach to immigration enforcement. What they've done is drive away people from participating in what are legitimate courthouse activities. Now, these folks, they may be victims, they may be witnesses, civil case participants, or people who receive traffic tickets. You know, when these folks are driven away, that makes our community less safe. These folks should be encouraged to participate in court proceedings, not being encouraged to go away from court proceedings. But that's what these actions actually cause. They're not going to participate in court cases if they fear being swept up in immigration enforcement. That's exactly the ground.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really care what they fear. I mean, this idea that I have to care what people are going to fear. If you're illegally in the country and ICE, Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, has a warrant for your arrest, then you're going to be arrested. The Milwaukee mayor is insane. Oh, people might not show up for traffic tickets if they're illegally in the country because then they might be arrested by ICE. Good. They're illegally in the country. Now, this 30-year-old Mexican national, I don't know if he's illegally in the country or not, but what I do know is that Immigration and Customs Enforcement had a warrant for his arrest. So whether he was in the country illegally or not, when you've got the feds that come to your courthouse with an arrest warrant, that needs to be dealt with. This story is nuts.
Groundwork that the Trump administration has laid here in what is quite evidently an attempt to showboat. And it's unfortunate. I think it makes our community less safe.
Mayor, Judge Dugan is accused of misdirecting federal agents inside the courthouse. If she did, in fact, do these actions, are you okay with those actions?
Look, I think that Judge Dugan is not a flight risk. He's not somebody that's going to run away. Typically, when something like this happens, an indictment,
Judge
a potential defendant.
Hold on a second. This just goes to show you how much this mayor knows. He goes, when Judge Dugan, he's not a flight. Well, Judge Dugan is a woman. So let's get that out of the line. But go ahead. Let's hear more great insight here from the great mayor of Milwaukee.
Mayor, Judge Dugan is accused of misdirecting federal agents inside the courthouse. If she did, in fact, do these actions, are you okay with those actions?
Look, I think that Judge Dugan is not a flight risk. He's not somebody that's going to run away. Typically,
it's a sheep,
when something like this happens, an indictment of a potential defendant is ordered, there'll be a court appearance. That didn't happen in this case. I think what happened here was just showboating. They're just trying to have this show of force, and in the process of doing this in a courthouse where people need to go for court proceedings, they're scaring people away from participating in the process. So if they are witness to a crime or something of the sort, they're not going to go and participate, and that makes our community less safe.
So the issue is with how the arrest happened, not necessarily that there was an investigation.
Again, I don't know all the things that happened there, but I'm saying that the way that they went about this, in this ham-handed, haphazard way that this administration has been doing.
Oh, you know what? Let me stop this here. I love the way that the administration is rolling this out. If you want to act as a partisan hack, if you want to allow your political agenda to rise above the rule of law, then I want the FBI rolling into whatever freaking courthouse you're sitting in any state across the country, throwing your ass in handcuffs and throwing you in jail. That's exactly what I want. There is a time and place to have a political opinion and a political agenda. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing with how the administration is acting. You can hate President Donald Trump. You can hate the administration. You can hate Republicans and conservatives and everybody alike. That's not what is on discussion here this morning. What is being discussed is it appropriate for a judge who is sitting on the bench to allow somebody, and not just allow them, to encourage them and give them an out to evade arrest of federal charges and crimes, to evade the arrest from federal authorities. That's what's at hand. Not whether the FBI rolls in and arrests this individual, as they should have, Judge Dugan, who is a woman, by the way. I guess the Milwaukee mayor is not super in tune on what's going on there. That's not what's being discussed at all. This is typical Democrat deflection from the issue. And you have to listen to this clown go, oh, yeah, I don't really know what the circumstances are, but you know, this is a trick and pony show that the Trump administration is running, arresting these judges. Why is it a trick and pony show? They're breaking the law. They are allowing an individual to evade arrest from federal authorities. What is so complicated about this? If I, as a private citizen, help somebody evade arrest from local authorities, I am arrested. That's a standard that I'm held to. If I'm harboring somebody in my house that is wanted from law enforcement comes and says, hey, Nick, do you know if Jim is here? And I say no, but Jim is hiding in a bathroom in my house. And law enforcement finds out, I'm going to get arrested. I'm going to be charged. This situation makes absolutely no sense, yet you've got Democrats that seem to think this is perfectly normal and perfectly okay.
Since day one, it's driving people away, or has potential to drive people away from participating in court proceedings, which makes our community less safe. I want people to go to court. I want people to have their day in court. I want people to hold folks accountable in our judicial system. But the actions of this administration are driving people away from doing that. And that's not good for public safety in Milwaukee.
Do you believe this man should be deported?
I'm sorry?
Do you believe this man should be deported?
I don't know any information about the man. I'm talking specifically about the Trump administration's actions as it relates to this case and what they've been doing with immigration overall since he's been president again. Like, they're scaring people. They're scaring people in this community. They're scaring people in immigrant communities all across the United States. And when folks don't participate in our judicial system, bad things happen. Our community becomes less safe. And that's the message that I'm trying to get across.
Do you believe this sets a dangerous precedent moving forward to future judges that could be arrested for similar actions?
Quite possibly so, but I hope that the answer is no. I mean, if a judge is being arrested in a courthouse, just imagine the chilling effect that it sends to other folks who would otherwise participate in judicial proceedings in our courthouse, and not just in the Milwaukee County Courthouse, but courthouses across the state of Wisconsin and courthouses across the United States. This makes our community less safe. Less safe. And that's not a good thing for public safety in Milwaukee or anywhere across our country.
Do you know of this happening anywhere else?
I don't know if this is happening anywhere else. I haven't seen that. I just know that it's happened here. And I'm concerned about what happens on public around public safety on the ground in this city.
What a bunch of nonsense. I mean, you talk about gaslighting to the absolute nth degree. The Milwaukee mayor cares about public safety. But maybe you shouldn't want a whole bunch of illegal immigrants that broke the law to come into the United States in your community if you care so much about public safety, right? You heard him say over and over again, public safety, public safety, public safety, public safety. What about the safety for the citizens of your community, the actual law-abiding citizens in your community that have to deal with the plague of illegal immigration? What about their safety? Nobody seems to care about that. This sets a dangerous precedent of judges being arrested in courthouse. It's about freaking time. Democrats have run fast and loose with the law. Of course, under the previous administration, it wasn't a problem because Joe Biden and his weak, useless, ineffective leadership didn't really care. But now there's a new sheriff in town, literally. You've got a new commander-in-chief in Donald Trump who ran an entire presidential campaign on ending illegal immigration, ran an entire presidential campaign on deporting individuals from the United States of America who are not here lawfully. He received 81 million votes, won the popular vote, and won 7 swing states. The American people are, in fact, in favor of this. And this gaslighting from the left about, oh, well, now people aren't going to want to come to court because they're concerned that they might get arrested. I don't care. I mean, you have to understand that the American people don't care about your useless political games anymore. The American people are fed up and done with the political nonsense that you guys have played. If you want to act in a lawless manner, anybody, whether you're a federal judge, a local judge, a district judge, hell, anybody in the country, if you want to act in a lawless manner, this administration has made it very clear that there are going to be consequences for those actions. Very clear. It's not a secret. It's not a surprise. He ran an entire campaign on this stuff, guys. One of the big reasons that you lost in November was because of your failed policies as it relates to immigration. One of the big drivers in this presidential election cycle was, in fact, illegal immigration. Out-of-control crime at the hands of illegal immigrants in cities across the United States of America. Was one of the big reasons you guys lost. But the left just doesn't seem to understand that. And so you have to listen to this clown mayor of Milwaukee talking about how this sets such a dangerous precedent. People are going to fear coming to the Milwaukee County Courthouse now because they might be arrested by ICE. Well, if there's a federal arrest warrant out for them, then yes, they should in fact be arrested by ICE. You don't just get a federal arrest warrant for no reason. Immigration and Customs Enforcement doesn't just wake up on a Monday morning and say, we magically appeared. Look at this. In my sleep, an arrest warrant just magically popped up in my desk. No, that's not how it works. You have to go through the process of getting an arrest warrant. Somebody has to sign off on an arrest warrant. That's the due process. That's how this is supposed to go. And when you've got a judge that is harboring that individual and allowing them to evade law enforcement, I hope the book is thrown at her. I hope an example is made out of her. And any other judge that wants to act in this manner, I hope the exact same thing happens. You know, for folks of the Dan Bongino show, obviously Dan now working within the FBI, you heard him say constantly, and this funny notion he would bring up all the time was, you know, cutesy time is over. He said that on a show almost every single day. This is the example of it. If you guys want to break the law, if you guys want to allow legal immigrants to break the law, not only harbor them, the case in New Mexico, but purposefully allow them to evade arrest by federal officials, your ass is going to be thrown in jail pretty clearly. There's not really any room for discussion here at all. You want to act in that manner, that's going to be the end result. You can text in your comments this morning at 910-377-6425. That's 910-377-6425. You can also comment on our Rumble, YouTube, or X live streams this morning. Let's head on over to our text message line. Bruce is texting in from Wilmington this morning. He says, how can the left believe that judges not follow the law? Agenda more important? What is our country going to become if and when this perspective becomes the majority? The Biden term. Bruce, that's exactly the question I have this morning. You know, this idiot in Milwaukee is talking about the dangerous precedent that's being set by these by the federal officials for acting in the manner that they are. The trick and pony show that he claims that the Trump administration is unfolding. I am far more concerned, not about the political show that the Milwaukee mayor is talking about. I am far more concerned about judges throwing out the rule of law, ignoring a federal arrest warrant, and allowing an illegal immigrant to escape out of a courtroom before he can be grabbed by ICE. I am far more concerned about that than what the Trump administration is doing. You'll have to excuse my lack of caring on how the federal immigration system is playing out. You'll have to excuse my lack of care at all as to the trick and pony show that's going on. I am far more concerned about judges breaking the law. Far more concerned about that. We've got some other comments coming in this morning. B.I. Carlton is saying, this lawlessness in our judicial system must end. Let's hope these obstructionists are shown for what they're doing against the will of the people. 100%. And I think that idea is echoed by a lot of the American people. Right? That idea, this concept, is not something that just a few fringe folks on the right believe. The American people want the rule of law to be followed. The American people want individuals that have broken the law, individuals that are in the country illegally, which of course is breaking the law, whatever. They want individuals to be held accountable for their actions. The vast majority of the American people are law-abiding citizens. They follow the law. And when they see rampant lawlessness unfolding at the national stage, they become very pissed off, and rightfully so. Especially when somebody like a judge is acting in this manner. It's unimaginable. And so there was this great article over at Fox News talking about how Democrats, who for years talked about the importance of rule of law as it relates to Donald Trump, right? When the FBI raided Donald Trump's home in the middle of the night, that was rule of law, and you know, Trump needs to be held accountable. But when a federal judge allows a criminal to sneak out of the back room of her courthouse while federal authorities are there with an arrest warrant, well, the Democrats don't care about the rule of law at all. They say to hell with the rule of law. We'll do whatever we want because we're partisan hacks. We're radical, progressive, partisan hacks. So they gave a couple of examples. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from the great state of Minnesota, tweeted, quote, this is not normal. The administration's arrest of a sitting judge in Wisconsin is a drastic move that threatens the rule of law. She added by saying this is a grave step and undermines our system of checks and balances. What is she talking about? Checks and balances over what? There was a federal arrest warrant. ICE came with papers in hand to arrest this individual. What checks and balances are you talking about? When you have a crooked judge, maybe a judge that's taking money under the table to provide beneficial rulings to certain individuals. There's been countless stories of that throughout history. Crooked judges. Crooked judges are arrested. They always have been. They always will be. Now, I know you guys disagree with the whole immigration situation, but it doesn't give you carte blanche to ignore laws that are on the books. You may disagree with how the Trump administration is rolling this stuff out, but when Immigration and Customs Enforcement rolls up to a courthouse with an arrest warrant and a judge allows that individual to sneak out the back door, that's a serious problem. That is a huge problem to deal with. So that's what Amy Klobuchar had to say on that. But during Trump's 2019 impeachment hearing, Klobuchar said that that was a somber day for our country, saying, quote, "In America, no one is above the law. And the American people deserve to hear evidence and witness testimony during a full and fair trial in the Senate. If the president has the facts to present his defense to the articles of impeachment, we should hear them." After the 2022 FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, Klobuchar said, "The law is king and the former president isn't." Huh. So Amy Klobuchar is in favor of the rule of law when it's pinned against somebody like former President Donald Trump at the time, now President of the United States. She's in favor of the rule of law and says, quote, "The law is king." But when a judge in her home state is harboring and allowing an individual to evade arrest, knowingly allowing an individual to evade arrest, I guess law is king just flies out the window. Flies out the window just as quickly as this 30-year-old Mexican national, I guess. Then the rule of law doesn't matter. And then the rule of law is not relevant at all. Senator Tina Smith, another Democrat from Minnesota, also condemned Dugin's arrest, saying, quote, "If FBI Director Kash Patel and Donald Trump don't like a judge, they think they can arrest him. This is stunning. We must stand up to this blatant power grab. Republicans, how is this not a red line for you?" It's not a red line at all. I mean, she's being charged with obstruction. That's a crime that somebody can be charged with. And here's the thing. This is due process. The FBI arrested her, and she will have access to a trial. She's not being thrown in Gitmo. She's not being hauled off to a penitentiary somewhere. She is charged and arrested with a crime, the same way that anybody else would be if they were obstructing law enforcement. The same way that you and I would be treated if we were harboring somebody that law enforcement was looking for, or we were obstructing a law enforcement investigation. The same way it would be handled with you and I. Now, Democrats don't like the optics. I love the optics. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. FAFO. You want to F around with this stuff? You're going to find out. And that's what these judges are having to deal with now. If you want to act as a partisan hack and act as a radical progressive leftist and not uphold your duties as a judge, then you're going to find out. You are going to have to deal with the consequences of your actions. Say it with me, ladies and gentlemen. Actions have consequences. Actions have consequences. If you're going to allow this kind of behavior to unfold in your courtroom, you're probably going to be held to account. You would believe, reading the quote from Senator Tina Smith, that this judge was just showed up to work sometime last week doing her job, and all of a sudden, the evil, awful Trump administration, the evil, awful FBI director and Kash Patel just rolled up in her courtroom and arrested her. No discussion in her quote about why this judge acted so improperly, why this judge allowed a criminal defendant and her and his attorney to sneak out of a back hallway when ICE was waiting there with an arrest warrant. No discussion of that at all, because the left has absolutely no standards at all. Representative Gwen Moore, another Democrat from Wisconsin who represents Dugan's County, lambasted the White House, saying, quote, "Its willingness to weaponize federal law enforcement is shocking, and this arrest has all of the hallmarks of overreach. I will be following this case closely, and the facts will come out. However, I am very alarmed at the increasing lawless actions of the Trump administration, and particularly ICE, who has been defying courts and acting with disregard for the Constitution. That's my other favorite line. Democrats and their care of the Constitution. They don't give a damn about the Constitution. They claim it's a living document. And they will cherry-pick words and slice and dice sentences in our Constitution to fit whatever sort of political agenda they are working towards at the time. Have you noticed this trend? These are the things I like pointing out. All of a sudden, all this talk about the Constitution from the left. Meanwhile, they'll spit on the Constitution 24/7. When they're in power, when they're stripping away rights of Americans, when they're trying to pass legislation that infringes on your constitutional rights, they don't give a damn about the Constitution. But now that they're in the minority, now that they have no power at all, they're going back to old reliable. Oh, we stand with the Constitution. If you polled the American people and asked them which party stood more with the Constitution, Democrats or Republicans, I don't think it would be a very good look for the Democrats. They will erode your constitutional rights at every single avenue possible to push forward their one world government, police, nanny state, whatever sort of nonsense that they're trying to push forward at time, at whatever time it is. To make government as big as possible, to make sure that you have as little rights and as little freedoms as possible, the Democrats will burn the Constitution in front of your face. But now that they're being held accountable for their actions, see, which, of course, the left doesn't do. They're never capable of accepting responsibility for anything. Anything that happens to them is the fault of somebody else. I mean, Democrats are petulant children. They are never responsible for anything that they do. You've got a judge in Minnesota, a judge in Wisconsin, these judges acting in such an improper manner, obstructing federal officials from carrying out an arrest warrant on an individual who's illegally in the country. And they'll say, this is federal overreach. This is the administration acting with unbelievable federal overreach, the hallmarks of overreach, lawlessness, defying courts. I don't even know what these people are talking about. They're nuts. Representative Ro Khan, a Democrat from California, commented on an apparently deleted tweet from Kash Patel, writing on X, quote, "Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are arresting judges now. Deleting the tweet won't undo the constitutional crisis you have thrust us into." Ah, another constitutional crisis. In a 2023 interview with radio host Hugh Hewitt, Representative Khan, the Democrat from California, said of the Trump impeachment, "You can't just say okay because someone was president or someone is a candidate, that you're above the law. Everyone is under the law, and these allegations and evidence needs to be pursued." When reached for comment by Fox Digital, Khan said of the contrast that Trump had wagered war on the judiciary, and there is no public evidence yet regarding Dugan, but it is, quote, "deeply concerning given the administration's attacks on the court." So there's no public evidence, even though there is a newspaper, the Journal Sentinel, who reported this story, that's what the FBI was investigating. I mean, like, there's literally a email with this whole thing playing out. I mean, maybe this is not the kind of public evidence that they want, but when the FBI is looking into whether this Milwaukee County Circuit Judge and Hannah Dugan was helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest, they've got some evidence they're going off of. They've got some evidence that this is happening. So they can claim that there's no public information on this all that they want, yet there very much is. And it goes on and on and on and on. Democrat after Democrat who talked about how nobody is above the law for years on end as it related to Donald Trump now seems to be perfectly okay with how this judge in particular is allowed to allow somebody to break the law, to avoid arrest from federal authorities, and they have no care in the world. And then this really brings forward an interesting question that I'll point to you, whether you're listening live this morning or after the fact, if you'd like to comment on our YouTube feeds. How do these arrests threaten the rule of law? This is the phrase that you keep seeing and hearing over and over again. The rule of law is threatened. The rule of law. This judge is being accused, again, following due process. This judge is being accused of breaking the law. With that, when an accusation is made, when there is enough evidence for the FBI to carry out an arrest or local law enforcement to carry out an arrest, they come to you. They charge you with something. They arrest you, potentially, depending on what the crime is. And then you go through the process of going through a court and being found either innocent or guilty, right? And I guess you're not technically found innocent. You're found guilty. That's the process. Innocence until proven guilty. And you're either found guilty. So I'm not sure how the rule of law here is being eroded away by Kash Patel and Donald Trump. If you want to act in an unlawful manner, your feet are going to be held to the flames, as they should be. The American people read this story, look at this news coverage and go, yeah, absolutely. Why would a judge sitting on the, I can't get over this. And I know I'm probably repeating myself, but a judge literally sitting on the bench. ICE knocks on the door and says, hey, we have an arrest warrant for this guy. And the judge goes, hey, you and your attorney need to escape out of this back door. That's literally what happened in a Milwaukee County courtroom last week. And Democrats can't seem to wrap their head around why that is such a bad thing. Democrats cannot seem to understand why then the FBI would be investigating this judge and arresting her. Are these people just insane? I guess they're trying to just will this whole thing into existence. I guess if they yell and scream and claim enough that the rule of law is being eroded, that the Trump administration is acting in a lawlessness manner, and that the Constitution is being eroded, that they will that into existence. The fact is, people look at this and go, to hell with this judge. People look at this and go, what is this lady thinking? What is this deranged progressive Democrat thinking? You want to act unlawfully, you're going to be held to account. I don't know what's so complicated about this. I don't know what all the outrage and shock is. Yet for the left, this is unimaginable to them. And I've got an interesting clip of Marco Rubio on one of the Sunday shows as it relates to deportation coming up. This story is going to be even more interesting to follow than the New Mexico one, which I'm already going to be keeping an eye on as well. So we'll track both of these stories and provide details as we get additional details. I can't wait to see how this plays out right here on the Nick Craig Show. Want to remind you that if you are interested in supporting the program, you can get access to daily show notes and more by visiting patreon.com/Nick Craig. We've got our monthly hangout that is slated to be happening this, not slated, it will be happening, in fact, this Wednesday night. That's April the 30th, 7 p.m. If you'd like to financially support the program, if you are getting some value from the show weekday mornings here on the Nick Craig Show, head on over to patreon.com/Nick Craig. You can subscribe there. $5, $10 a month. You can set a custom amount as well and support the program in its entirety and get access to things like those daily show notes as well as the monthly hangout, all of that stuff available to our Patreon members. I'm very excited this morning that we have got a new advertiser on board here on the Nick Craig Show. It is The Law Group, based here in Wilmington. When legal challenges arise, trust The Law Group in Wilmington. Since 2003, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across Eastern North Carolina. Whether you're facing a divorce, navigating a real estate transaction, or need a strong defense, the Law Group, well, they have your back. Their dedicated team ensures that your questions are answered and issues are resolved promptly. Located in downtown Wilmington, they're just a call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit them online at thelawgroupnc.com. That's 910-251-6088, or online at lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication that you can rely on. Appreciate the law group and their support here of the Nick Craig Show. We'll grab a quick break here this morning. On the other side, some more interesting news as it relates to immigration, plus some comments from President Donald Trump making his way back from the Pope Francis's funeral that took place on Saturday. Some comments about the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. A lot more rolling on this morning as the Nick Craig Show continues live on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. And welcome back. A good Monday morning to you. Thanks for spending some time here with us on the Nick Craig Show, keeping our discussion this morning on immigration deportations. Of course, this has been a big talking point for the left. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was on Meet the Press. That's NBC News's flagship political show over the weekend. And as always, instead of discussing the merits of the issues, and instead of discussing actually what's going on, Democrats do what? Well, they try and find small cases to tear at your heartstrings to try and make their argument. And the reality is very simple. The immigration is a losing issue for the Democrats. It is a losing issue for the left. Immigration was one of the largest drivers for the Trump administration to have a successful election in November. The amount of crime, the amount of individuals coming into the country illegally was a major driver for many folks when they showed up last November and decided to cast their ballot. The left lost the issue. They had 3.5 years to deal with immigration. They had 3.5 years to figure out how to win the issue in the public sphere. They failed to do that and failed to do so miserably, giving Donald Trump a massive election victory in November, 7 swing states and the popular vote. And so now they're trying to rewrite the history on everything and claim and try and act as if somehow they had the solutions to immigration and Trump is just mucking the whole thing up. So here's the back and forth exchange, Nicole Wallace and Marco Rubio on Meet the Press this weekend.
Our audience, 3 U.S. citizen children have been deported with their mothers. Now, this is according to the Washington Post. The family's lawyer says one of them is a 4-year-old with stage 4 cancer, deported without medication or ability to contact doctors. The family's lawyers are also saying their clients were denied communication with family and legal representatives before being deported. And it's raising concerns about the issue of due process, that it's being violated. So let me ask you, is everyone on U.S. soil, citizens and non-citizens, entitled to due process?
Yes, of course. But let me tell you, it looks in immigration standing, the laws are very specific. If you're in this country unlawfully, you have no right to be here and you must be removed. That's what the law says. Somehow over the last 20 years, we've completely lost this notion that somehow or completely adopted this idea that yes, we have immigration laws, but once you come into our country illegally, it triggers all kinds of rights that can keep you here indefinitely. That's why we were being flooded at the border. And we've ended that. And that's why you see a historically low number of people not just trying to cross our border, trying to cross the border into Panama, all the way down in the Darien Gap. I mean, it's been a huge help for those countries as well. On the headline, that's a misleading headline. Okay, 3 U.S. citizens, ages 4, 7, and 2, were not deported. Their mothers, who are legally in this country, were deported. The children went with their mothers. If those children are U.S. citizens, they can come back into the United States if there's their father or someone here who wants to assume them. But ultimately, who was deported was their mother, their mothers who were here illegally. The children just went with their mothers.
I mean, props to Marco Rubio for calling out this bull from the Washington Post, then, of course, regurgitated by NBC News. The children were not deported. And is it a sad story? Absolutely. But the mother decided to take these mothers decided to take their children with them. That was their choice. See, these individuals chose to come into the country illegally, had children in the United States, presumably, if they're U.S. citizens. All right, that's the big discussion that's going on now over, you know, this notion, this idea, this anchor baby thing. This innate citizenship to anybody born on U.S. soil, regardless of the situation. These mothers were deported. They were illegally in the country, and they brought their kids with them. And somehow that makes the Trump administration the bad guys in the room.
But it wasn't like you guys make it sound like ICE agents kicked down the door and grabbed the 2-year-old and threw him on an airplane. That's misleading.
Yeah.
That's just not true.
Just to be clear, because I do want to get to the overhaul at the State Department. Is it the U.S. policy to deport children, even U.S. citizens, with their families, and I hear what you're saying, without due process. Just to be very clear there.
Well, no. Again, if someone's in this country unlawfully, illegally, that person gets deported. If that person is with a two-year-old child or has a two-year-old child and says, I want to take my child with me, well, then what? You have two choices. You can say, yes, of course you can take your child, whether they're a citizen or not, because it's your child. Or you can say, yes, you can go, but your child must stay behind. And then your headlines would read, U.S. holding hostage two-year-old, four-year-old, seven-year-old while mother deported. So the mother, the parents make that choice. I imagine those three U.S. citizen children have fathers here in the United States. Yeah. They can stay with their father. That's up to their family to decide where the children go. Children go with their parents. Parents decide where their children go. Right. The U.S. deported their mothers who were illegally in America.
Props
to Marco Rubio on that. Man, he is doing a hell of a job at this as the Secretary of State. And he exactly called out the media on their bias. Right? If the children were allowed to stay in the country, that's exactly what the headline would read. Trump administration separates children from their parents, holding hostage a 4, 7, and 2-year-old. These people have no shame at all. They are the scum of the earth with these ridiculous headlines. And I mean, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that this was on Meet the Press. But I mean, you would assume that there would be at least a little bit more journalistic integrity from Nicole Wallace, from the folks over at NBC News. A ridiculous headline from the Washington Post, of course. No shock or surprise there. The same people that have their headline as Democracy Dies in Darkness. Right? A ridiculous headline trying to tear at your heartstrings because, again, that's all the left has. Right? As I was mentioning before the clip. The Democrats cannot win on the issue of immigration because they're on the wrong side of it. So, and because they can't win on the issue, they have to try and make it emotional. They have to try to appeal to people's emotions because their policies suck. Their policies are bad. Their policies are no good. And the American people do not support their ideas. So instead of retooling what the Democrat Party thinks and feels about something like illegal immigration, instead of the Democrat Party retooling their thoughts on how to deal with a complicated issue, which it is, immigration, they are just going to play fear and emotion. And, you know, fear and emotion can be very powerful. Absolutely. There's a lot that can come from when you get people emotional about a topic, get people emotional about an issue, you can encourage a reaction. But that's not the story here. This telegraphing from the administration has been very clear. If you are illegally in the country, you are going to be sought out by federal authorities and you are going to be removed. And I don't know why that's such a big problem. I don't know why that's such a big deal to those on the political left. If you're legally in the country, you are going to be rounded up. I don't know what the issue is here. What are you going to say? Oh, we didn't think this was going to happen? We didn't think that the Trump administration was actually going to do what they said they were? Trump told you guys this. He ran his entire freaking presidential campaign on this issue. And now you're shocked that he's doing what he said he was going to do? I thought, you know, if he's such a liar and doesn't follow through on any of his promises, then this shouldn't be an issue at all, right? This shouldn't be happening in any meaningful way. Because Orange Man is a liar. Orange Man doesn't do what he says he's going to do. He sure as hell's following through on this. If you're in the country illegally, you're going to go. If you're in the country illegally, you are going to face deportation. Now, you've been given an option. I saw an ad on, I was watching the Pope's funeral on Fox News at 4 o'clock Saturday morning. And there was an ad with Christy Noem. And it exactly laid out, you know, the opportunity for you to self-deport yourself. If you don't want to go through this process of potentially being rounded up by Immigration and Customs Enforcement because there's an arrest warrant out for your arrest, and you want to self-deport, you're more than happy to do so. You're more than willing to do so if that's what you want to do. You've got all of the tools to do so. You can do it through the CBP One app. You can self-deport yourself. I don't know where the left thinks they're going with this. I saw an interesting poll. I didn't pull it up before the show, but I think I've got it readily available. It was a CBS News poll over the weekend that was dealing specifically with immigration. This was a, here it is. This is a CBS News YouGov poll. This is a poll that we've looked at over the last couple of months. And this is the question. Trump administration's program to deport immigrants illegally in the United States. This poll was conducted April 23rd through the 25th. So last Wednesday to Friday. And here's the overall numbers. 56% approve, while 44% disapprove. And you might look at this and go, oh, well, that's not an overwhelming majority. No, it absolutely is. There are not many issues that are widespread in terms of in favor or not in favor of when it comes to politics. Many issues are 50-50. And so even with the margin of error, which is 2.5 points in this poll, you're still looking at a 10-point difference between approve and disapprove. I mean, this is something that the American people overwhelmingly support. They want a country that is governed by a set of rules and laws. They want individuals to follow said rules and said laws. And when they look at the Democrat Party, who spent the last 3.5 years waving the green flag down at the border, for any individual, whoever they were, dangerous drug trafficker, human trafficker, drug cartel member, violent criminal, come on into the United States. The American people said, no, we don't like this. We're not in favor of you acting in this manner. We are not in favor of you allowing lawlessness in our cities, in our communities, in our streets. They rejected the Democrats' plans for immigration, which I will argue wasn't really even a plan at all. If you really want to talk about it, if anything, it's more of just closing your eyes and assuming and hoping that the issue just magically evaporates, magically disintegrates in front of your eyes. But that's not what happens. Immigration is a serious issue. And when 56% of people say that they support the Trump administration's program to deport these individuals, this should be an eye-popping figure to Democrats. If I'm a Democrat, some Democrat elected official or some Democrat working in news, I should look at this poll and go, crap, we're on the wrong side on this issue. But they're not going to. Democrats are going to continue to pull small little examples that tug at your heart, tug at your emotions, tug at your fears, and try and win the issue that way. It's not going to work. Not when 56% of the country agrees as to what's going on right now. Not when 56% of the country says, yeah, these people, regardless of whether they're criminals or not, like, I mean, having an outside criminal record besides coming into the country illegally, they need to go. We have a process for legal immigration. We have an actual process to claim asylum and come into the country. This has not been followed by many of these folks. And so if you're going to break our laws and come into our country, you're not going to be allowed to stay. The message has been as clear as day to anybody that wants to listen to it. And of course, that's the key. Wants to listen to it. The Democrats are not interested in listening to it. The Democrats are not interested in actually having this stuff play out. It's been very well telegraphed. So that's the latest this morning on immigration and deportation. We'll continue to track the details in the days and weeks to come. As I mentioned, President Donald Trump over in Vatican City over the weekend for the funeral of Pope Francis. And with that, he was back in the United States yesterday, and he did have a private sit-down meeting with the Ukrainian president, Vladimir Zelensky, who was also at Pope Francis's funeral. Trump had this to say as it relates to Zelensky.
A message to Vladimir Putin after your meeting with Vladimir Zelensky, and how did that meeting go?
I think the meeting went well. We'll see what happens over the next few days. We'll probably learn a lot. I was very disappointed that missiles were flying by Russia, that missiles were flying. Very disappointing. We'll see how it goes. On the Iran situation, I think we're doing very well. I think the deal's going to be made there. That's going to happen. Pretty sure it's going to happen.
So with that, I know the audio is kind of hard to hear because of the jet in the background, but he said, you know, the meeting with Zelensky went well. We'll see what happens over the next few days. I was disappointed that missiles were flying from Russia, right? So there's his comments there on Zelensky. He also had some additional comments as it relates to the Russian president, Russian president in Vladimir Putin. This is what Trump had to say on that.
To stop shooting, sit down and sign a deal. We have the confines of a deal, I believe, and I wanted to sign it and be done with it and just go back to life.
There you go. I want him to stop shooting, sit down and sign a deal. We have confines of a deal, I believe, and I want him to sign it. So you see the president there putting pressure on both parties, on both Ukraine and Russia, to come to the table and sign the deal. That's exactly what needs to happen. That's exactly what needs to be done. Haven't seen any additional movement since then, but that was the latest from President Donald Trump as it relates to the ongoing situation between Russia and Ukraine. Well, that's going to do it for a busy Monday edition of the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning, whether you're joining us live at 7 a.m. on YouTube, Rumble, or X, and of course, 24/7 wherever you get your podcast. Thanks to the Law Group and their support of the program. And don't forget, head on over to patreon.com/Nick Craig. Get access to those daily show notes and our monthly Zoom call that'll be happening on Wednesday. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning live right here.